You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
About to jump into No Filter Friday. I want to throw in, before we talk to Josh about the sickening thing.
The pukey thing he did, yeah.
His lady friend last night. I want to address this note from Juan, who's listening. Mm-hmm. We were talking about 20-something people at a Thanksgiving, you know, dinner. And I used to go to a Thanksgiving every year where there were 20-something people. I don't know how the hosts did it, personally. I mean, bless their hearts.
It's a lot of work, man. A lot of preparation.
But Juan wrote in. He goes, we're having 40 at our Thanksgiving.
My God. 40 people.
40.
40. And he said they are having turkey. I wonder how many turkeys they had to purchase.
I don't know.
Like three turkeys.
You know, listen, Juan, bless your heart and power to you and your family. That's fantastic. Just speaking personally.
Uh-oh. What are you going to say?
I wouldn't go to that.
Why?
It's
too many people
I'm an introvert
for you?
By nature. And having 40 people, because no Thanksgiving, you can't go to Thanksgiving without being there for at least 4 hours.
Yeah.
And 4 hours of 40 people buzzing would...
I don't know. I think it would be kind of fun.
Well, no, but you're different.
It's like the one time a year that everybody gathers together and you catch up. And
again, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying for me, my personality style, 40 people at Thanksgiving would be an overload for me. And I'd be like, I'm out.
Juan's party would be 39 people then.
39
yeah.
people. That's right.
Okay.
I know it fits your personality.
It really does. Like, I'd love to see everybody.
You would perform for like 4 hours.
And sure. I'd get out balloon animals and all sorts of fun things.
Yeah. So, you know what? power to you, Juan. I don't think
have
I
fun, buddy.
Possibly do
that. Is
that.
A lot,
and then
though.
Imagine the dishes of 40
That is a lot.
People.
That's when you break out the fine paper plates.
The Chinette
paper plates. The thick ones.
Yeah. You know what? And all kidding aside, yes, you do.
Yep. You do.
Yeah. All right, No Filter Friday, we're about to get into, but first, kill the No Filter Friday music. I want to find out what the heck Josh was doing that you said was barfy.
Well, the first thing he did is he came in, he's like, I'm going to have a Friendsgiving tonight. Friendsgiving. Okay, and then where'd it go from there, Josh?
Yeah, so basically we're having a Friendsgiving tonight. It's not at my place. It's my friends, but they said bring something, and I was like, okay, well, what do I want to bring? And he was like, just bring pies. I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, I can just go to King Supers or whatever and get some pies, Safeway, get some pies. But my girlfriend is actually very, very good at baking, so she was like, no, we're gonna do
we're
this.
Gonna make some pies
we do this
together.
The right way. And I was like, all right, that sounds
that.
Good. Sounds yeah. great.
I love that.
So I just kind of thought, like, I didn't think this was weird or anything, and I just brought it up in conversation with Jer off air. I was like, so we made pies, and he like made a comment where he was joking and goes, oh, you guys got your little matching aprons? And I go, hold on. Yes, we do. And we do. I got matching aprons for us a while back as just like kind of a joke, and I thought it'd be kind of funny. It's just like, it says like,
I was like, shut up.
Like his and hers on
this
there,
is stupid.
I need the description before I can judge.
It says his and hers on there. It's just like a
does it really?
Yeah, it's just like a funny little
well,
joke
that's
thing.
Lame.
That's
well, there is definitely the some other is... options on there, but the ones
then
that
you
I,
get all
I
sorts
bought.
Of crazy custom aprons for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you can get whatever you
but
want.
But isn't that just such a young 20-something, we're in love, we're making pies, I'm buying us matching aprons.
But I didn't buy them for that specific reason. I bought them a while ago, actually.
That's even worse. You just bought like them for no reason Wednesday, at all.
Some random Wednesday. He's like, I'm going to get his matching
aprons. I was just,
aprons.
You know, scrolling through Etsy, and I saw matching aprons. And
okay, listen.
It's cute. So cheese,
the
man.
Getting together in the kitchen to make pies together is fan-flipping-tastic.
Right?
That's great.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's cute.
Matching
it's
aprons.
Mm. I thought it was... Okay, so
it's
I initially
ridiculous.
Bought them as a joke. I bought them as a joke, and it is
sure
a joke between
did.
Us. It is, but...
No, it's,
no
you're
you
not
can't backpedal because you had them on last night, and you had little flower fights with each other. And the next thing you know, you were making out on the kitchen island. I know how this goes. This is what you do when you're in your 20s.
So that she wears his and you wear hers. I mean, do you at least do that?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that point someday.
You were standing behind her while she had the rolling pin and helping her roll.
You're literally explaining our night last night. That's what sounds funny.
Pulling her hair back, kissing her on the neck while she's filling up the pie with peaches.
Did you guys have like a bottle of red wine? While you're doing all of this?
No wine, because we wanted to make sure we did it correctly. We didn't want to leave the pie.
Jacked up pies.
You yeah. can't make a pie if you have like a few sips of wine?
I don't know. We just didn't have wine last night.
I feel like you should have had wine.
I'm also like, hey, I have to get up very early tomorrow.
At any moment, was the Alexa going with some music and you both started dancing and singing into Wooden Spoons at all? Did that happen at all?
There was music. No Wooden Spoon dancing.
No, okay. You didn't use the Wooden Spoon as the microphone.
Have the time of my life.
Oh, Josh, I love these aprons. We're matching. We're going to be together forever.
You know what? I'm afraid I'm going to have to. It's rare for me to side with Jeremy, but in this case, aprons.
You take those. You go home today and throw those in the trash.
All immediately. Okay. If you're going to get aprons, they don't have to be matching. Just make them hilarious aprons. No more his and hers.
Yeah, better yet, don't buy aprons for each other.
I feel like we have let Josh down. We have tried to raise him in a way that he wouldn't ever do something like that.
I'm really disgusted in you right now.
We're disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
We're disappointed.
We're going to be together forever.
And I'll add one other thing before we get to No Filter Friday. I will get to this. We met Caitlin, and she is absolutely charming.
She's the best.
I can't believe she agreed to that. I bet in her head the whole time she was like, oh, I got
this is ridiculous.
He bought come on now.
He bought these stupid aprons.
I got to wear it.
I hope nobody ever finds out about this.
Oh, I took pics. Don't worry.
Well, at least send us the photo so we can see what the his and hers look like.
Okay.
Oh, what kind of pies did you make?
We made pecan, and then we made a pumpkin and an apple.
It's pecan.
Pecan, whatever. I don't eat it.
Okay, those are good pie choices, too.
Good.
All right, so
that's pretty good.
The only thing you get crap for is the apron.
Okay, all right, I'll take that.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. It's No Filter Friday. You call for no reason whatsoever, just because you've got a sense of humor, a sense of fun, a little bit of personality, and you want to chit-chat with your boys in the morning, and tell us what you have planned for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What's your biggest fear about this year's Thanksgiving?
What are you dreading? What are you excited about? We'll take anything.
What are you... Yeah, that's a good way to put it. What are you most dreading about Thanksgiving this year?
Yeah.
Or you can just call and BS and ask us a question. If there's something you've always wanted to ask your boys, that's what No Filter Friday is all about.
Yeah, this is wide open except custody battles. No custody battles. And we'll take this and make it a podcast, too, so you can go back later and download it and play it for everybody at Thanksgiving if you want.
Look at that.
That's fun.
You can be the Thanksgiving star. But it only works if you call. Don't wait for somebody else. You call as long as you're at least 18 years of age. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
Want to play craps? They'll make room for you at the table. Don't get sports betting? They'll teach you. Like steak? They'll cook it just right. There's lots of casino options, too. Colorado owned and operated, Asian themed, craft brewery focused, and casino hotels, too. So next time you're going up the hill, take the quick and easy drive to Central City, I-70 to exit 243 and the Central City Parkway. Your four lanes to fun. It's your boys in the morning.
I love you, Dom and Jeremy.
Well, we love you back, and we love No Filter Friday, where people call in and talk about anything that is on their minds. We're going to try to get to every call, so if you're on hold, please be patient. Starting with Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm so glad you called. What's on your mind today?
I have a question.
Whoa.
Okay.
Go.
All right.
What is it? You're against matching aprons. What about mother-son matching aprons?
How old's the son?
7.
Fine.
That's okay.
That's a kid bonding with his mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
If you say 17,
together, so
if you go 17,
yeah, 17 wouldn't be good.
27.
Not good. Super
37.
Cheesy. Lame at that point. What did this apron say?
So cute.
Did they say something?
No, he wants to make them. He wants me to sew them.
Oh. So
they kind of look like dinosaurs, like scale.
Oh, well, that's yes and yes.
Come on. That's great. That's cute.
We heartily endorse that, Stacy. Do you see the difference between mom and her 7-year-old and Josh, grown-ass man, and his girlfriend?
Right, with matching aprons, giggling
do
in the kitchen.
You? I mean, say you do see the difference. Okay.
I see the difference.
It's cheesy.
But you know,
it's
also maybe you just had a thing against matching.
No.
Well
yes, like, okay, for instance, people have twins, and if they dress them alike,
it's stupid.
I'm not a fan of that.
It's stupid.
People are different. We have people listening right now with twins, yep, and they dress them alike. Don't be mad.
It's not for us, though.
It's
if
not
I
us.
Had twins, I would dress them different, make them unique and individual. They don't need
I
to be.
I do. I agree with you, Stacey. It's about that identity. You know, it's funny because Barb texted us, and she wrote in her text, "It's okay, Josh. Real men embrace the matching apron." And I had to write back to her and say, "No, they don't.
No.
Real men, artificial men, it doesn't matter."
It would have been just cute if he had got his girlfriend the apron as like a little gift, a sweet gift. He said she loves to bake and cook. Here's a beautiful apron for you. I'm not going to stand there next to her in a matching apron like a moron.
I like them both having aprons, but I just don't. It's the matching part, Stacey. But we got this covered. We've put it to bed. And I'm so glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. Okay. Bye, Stacey. I feel like she wanted more out of that, but...
Sorry. What else is there?
I don't know.
Like, mother son is okay.
It's cute.
Boyfriend girlfriend not. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Really
great
good,
day.
Charlie.
What do you think?
I'm here to rebut. We'll put the apron thing to bed, but I'm here to rebut Jeremy going on and on about being romantic, making pies. Man, if anybody I dated wanted to do that with me, that would be a great date. So
I agree.
Well, I got to poke fun at him a little bit. It's just Josh, you know?
Cooking together.
I feel like
fantastic.
I like cooking together. I think it was just the whole scenario with, you know, them throwing flour at each other and it's new love and the matching aprons. The whole thing
I think
was
Charlie. There may be a little jealousy involved.
Maybe a little
here,
bit. It's just I was just pointing out the cheesy new love of when you're in your 20s. I mean, I was doing stuff with knickknack, you know, same kind of crap.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
I think
cheesy.
Charlie and I are realizing that you're a little jealous because you're in this cynical, old, tired relationship and he's got
no,
fresh,
because
new,
my wife can
love.
Be cynical and annoyed with me. So, I mean, we still get along in that aspect.
I'm big on that. Yeah, Charlie,
my dad would walk up behind my mom while she was cooking something and kiss the back of her neck, and she'd giggle and slap at him. You know, and as a kid, it was a wonderful way to watch a marriage, and they were married for more than 50 years. So.
Yes, that's perfect.
Fantastic.
It's beautiful. I'm behind my wife all the time, Charlie. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm having Thanksgiving with friends, and we're not cooking turkey. We're doing Italian.
That's so good. It's a good Thanksgiving. Eh?
What Italian? Be specific, please. What Italian?
I have no idea. They cook. I don't cook very well, so I bring the garlic bread and they call it and the fudge, and they call it good.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
fudge.
Screw up the garlic bread and fudge. Yum. Oh, my God. Put the fudge on the garlic bread this year. Really wow your friends.
Fudge sandwich.
Fudge sandwich.
Charlie, you're delightful. Have a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Bye, Charlie.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Hey, Renee, good morning. Thanks for calling on No Filter Friday.
Happy Friday, boys.
Well, thank you
Renee.
As well.
What's going on with you? Got big Thanksgiving plans that you can share with your boys?
Absolutely. I'm driving Mom down to Buckeye, Arizona.
Leaving just going to leave her there?
You just drop her off and
take
bounce?
Take her there, kicking her out and driving
later,
her
back. Mom.
spend some time with my Arizona family. Well,
okay.
Family. And then I'll fly home the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Well, that sounds nice.
Good.
That's great. Anybody that you anyone that you don't want to see while you're down there?
Of course she has.
No, I love seeing them all.
Oh, come on, Renee.
Been doing this for 10 years now.
There's not one that you're kind of like,
No.
Well, that's good.
Well, that means it's you.
That's a bummer. They're like, oh, Renee's coming again.
If it's not somebody that you can point
or your
out
mom,
in the group.
Or your mom.
That's right.
They're like, I hope Renee doesn't bring her mom again this year.
Not again. You know what, Renee?
Gosh.
You're a good sport. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Do you have any question for us? Or are you good to go?
Are you giving up on the Packers yet?
I don't watch football.
I did watch the game last night until about 10 minutes was left, and then I shut it off and went to bed. And it's,
did they lose? Was it bad?
Beautiful. Yeah, they've lost again. You know what? The Packers and the Broncos, my two teams, are both miserable this year. So what are you going to do, Renee? Mm. What are you going to do?
I know.
But
guys have a great Thanksgiving. Are you guys off next week?
We are,
yes.
We sure are.
Yep.
So you won't have us to kick around, Renee.
Sorry.
You are charming and delightful. Go Pack Go, but thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it, and safe travels. Here's Morgan. Morgan, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I am flying to New York City and walking in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
No way.
Huh.
Yes, I've been begging my husband for years, and we're finally committing to waking up and being there at, 6 in the morning and dressing as clowns. That's how we're going to feel, but that's also our costume.
Is it some part of some, company or something, or why the clowns?
Can anyone do this?
It's just his aunt works for Macy's, so that's just, I think, if you have an inn like that, there's a bunch of Macy's clowns. We're going to be dressed as 50s waiter and waitress. There's also flower pots. There's all different kinds of clowns.
Well, how fun.
Because when you said we're going to be walking in the parade, I'm like, is this something that I didn't know about, that people can just go and walk in it? But you got, like you said, you need the inn.
You got an inside guy.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Little nepotism going on,
We like it. Now, Jeremy and I are not big parade fans. However, being in the parade is a little different.
Oh, yeah. I went to watch it when I was little, and I've been trying for years, and finally,
You know what? That'll be quite the experience to say that you were in it.
Sure.
I mean, that is pretty neat. Exactly. It's an iconic parade. And
Morgan, I know you're going to forget, but I'm going to ask anyway. Will you please get a picture of you guys in your clown outfits in the parade? Mm-hmm. I don't want it from in your hotel room. In the parade, and text it to us. It's the same number you just called. Just text us your photo next week. So we can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I have friends, they've asked me to do certain things if I see a camera. So I'm going to be.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is there some way you can have like a Dom and Jeremy t-shirt on or something?
Rip open the clown outfit. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Dom and Jeremy on your shirt.
You send us that photo next week, and we'll post it on our Facebook page. And we'll say, here's Morgan, who actually got to walk in the Macy's parade. Yeah, I like that.
Awesome.
Hey, have fun. Very cool.
What else, quickly, because we got to run, but what else are you doing in New York while you're there? Anything fun?
Well, the day after Thanksgiving, I fly to my honeymoon in Australia and New Zealand. So nothing in New York.
Holy crap. Totally jealous.
How do we get to live the life of Morgan?
You got a cool life.
Dang.
Thank you.
That's really cool. That's
and
two
it's
great locations
down there, so that's perfect.
Wow.
How long are you going to be down under?
We'll be there for a month. We stop in Fiji for a week, and then we head to Australia and New Zealand, and we fly back on Christmas Day.
What the hell?
We have Nuggets tickets for Christmas.
Oh, of course you do.
Congratulations on your wedding, and send us that clown photo, Morgan, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
See you later.
Nice meeting you.
That's terrific.
That's really
what
cool,
a trip.
Man. What a life.
Man, oh man. Here's John, who's been patiently holding. John, you get the last word, buddy. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Oh, I hate it when my car decides to get so bossy. Anyway, two things. One, neat twist on the whole apron thing. Mom, aunts, grandmother, back in the day at Christmas, used to do the ugly apron thing. It was pretty fun. I was actually in the Macy's Day Parade back in the 70s because my high school band, yes, I'm a band brat, actually was one of the bands that was selected to go to the Macy's Day Parade. So that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
What instrument did you play, John?
Oh. Trombone.
All right.
Okay.
So the main thing I called about today I tried to get in last week and got missed, but oh my gosh, why is it that everybody associates express lane, meaning it has no speed limit, it's go as fast as you want to go. I swear to God, that new
John,
we don't want to talk traffic. John,
we don't really get into traffic bitching.
No,
that's
nobody cares,
that's
John.
No, we don't.
Obviously, John.
Obviously.
What are you doing,
you trombone star, you?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, John?
Working. Yeah. Working. That's all I seem to do is work. But that's okay. I let the people that have kids have the holidays off, so I work the holidays.
Well, that's very kind of you.
We get together and do holiday, like the Sunday after or whatever, so...
All right.
Those that have kids, you know, holidays are for the kids.
Yeah, that's nice.
You're a good man, John. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling. We hope you have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Merry Christmas and back to Thanksgiving, guys.
You as well.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed No Filter Friday.
They were all pretty good, weren't they?